Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Adam, Jack, and Ross from Cultaholic, and the Royal Rumble is mere days away. Now, normally I ask if we're excited for the event, but I think it's going to be a unanimous yes here.
Of course, it's the best event of the year.
It is. Even a bad Royal Rumble can be good because you get returns and surprise eliminations and whatnot.
They could just do it with 30 random people off the street, and the format of it would still get me invested.
Yeah.
Who's going to be next? It's Dave from the shop.
Whee! So, without any further ado, these are our pitches. Remember, it's not what we think's going to happen.
It's what we want to happen.
Ross, you're up.
I'm going straight in there with a horrible, tasteless angle. Sheamus versus Shorty G, the match we're all looking forward to the most at the Royal Rumble.
Has this been confirmed for the pre-show? Is this main card?
I have no idea, but I hope so. Okay. Because never before has a match been more pre-show than Sheamus versus Shorty G with its two-week build. How's it been? Sheamus returned, kicked him in the head.
Shorty G attacked him backstage.
That's the build.
Yeah.
So I want Sheamus, who I think we all accept, apart from Tom, is going to win at a canter.
Has Tom gone for Shorty
G? Tom's gone for Shorty G.
The folly of the man.
Because he wants it to continue.
I've got no idea. I can't get inside Tom's head.
No.
He works with his heart,
yeah.
Tom.
I want Sheamus to kick Shorty G so hard in the head, he forgets his name is Shorty G. CTE lol, I've got written down here.
God.
And this is the beginning of the world title push for this talented Olympic grappler.
Wait, have you written that at the end for this talented
world title push begins with this talented Olympic grappler?
I get the CTE joke. That's all above board. That's fine. For this talented Olympic grappler.
Yes, was singled out by Mark Henry by name as the man who would kick the bejesus out of Conor McGregor out of the WWE roster.
Legit, seriously.
He can wrestle better.
I'm sure he can wrestle.
He can sing as well. I'll probably have to Joe Henry.
But Conor McGregor can't wrestle. He can just take his legs, maybe.
That's the you got Shorty G who could just run seven rings around him. You've got Conor McGregor who could either shoulder or just catch him with a left very quickly.
Oh, look, you change levels with it. It's a good shot, he said after the match.
That's the dynamic between the two. But the Shorty G, I think it's unanimous. Nobody likes it.
Yeah.
It's a piss take, is what it is. So hopefully, let's do a CTE angle where he forgets his name is Shorty G. I'm Chad Gable, damn it. Sammy Wow Wow, etc. World title run begin or push ascension begins.
Just tell me a bit more about how you get to the world title, because this is the road to WrestleMania. That starts.
It's
on
Chad
Sunday.
Gable.
Mm-hmm.
He is. I said it before so many times. He reminds me so much of Kurt Angle from 2001. The doofus doesn't get. He's not in on any jokes, but he can kick your ass. He can break your neck.
Yeah.
He can do all sorts of things. That's Chad Gable. He's proved time and time again he's got that thing that certain wrestlers have where they understand the nuance and the humour and they just get professional wrestling. He gave Jason Jordan a career back in NXT. I think it's fair to say. He gave him charisma and whatnot. The Shorty G thing, just it spoils him. He could be so much more.
Yeah.
So this is how we get there.
So to clarify, this isn't a new thing of Sheamus doing this to lots of different wrestlers and changing all of them in a sort of Fiend way, I guess. This is just a one-off.
I never thought the tie into the Fiend and changing wrestlers. Because Sheamus does have that reputation, doesn't he? Where he hits someone a bit too hard. Mm-hmm. Snug, I think the word people use.
He changed Daniel Bryan's career when he kicked him.
Yeah.
In a similar way.
The Yes Movement kicked off.
That's
there you
a
go.
Nice callback,
a second
isn't it?
Yes Movement kicking off on Sunday.
Oh, if he just beat him in seconds and everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Why else would it be on the main card?
It's a 2-week build. Sheamus came back with the exact same return that he did when he came back with the clinkers on his chin.
Yeah.
The dingleberries.
There's no IC title match, but we've got this instead.
There is weird. No IC title match.
No, Shinsuke and Brawner in the Rumble.
That's where I hope this goes for Sheamus, not for Gable. Just to give him that, just to round it off, and then just let him retire. Because he seems to be in an awful lot of pain when he moves on Celtic Warrior workouts all the time.
Well, he when Jack interviewed him the other day on the bus, which was the most insane interview of all time, both in content and setup.
Yeah.
So there with a tripod all over the place. Jack being thrown all over the place as well. But he, at the end, I remember him going like straight in. It's just like, oh, go and watch Celtic Warrior workouts, by the way. So it does seem like maybe that's it. But also he alluded to the fact that the bar are going to get back together some point.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, when that happened. Yeah, it wasn't if, it was
he'd
when.
He'd enjoy, he's liking his singles, being a singles wrestler again for now. Mm-hmm. But for now, yeah.
I mean, he should never lose a match again without YouTube channel. He trains with the people he's facing. He knows the ins and outs of weakness, their strengths. But yeah, he kicks Shorty G so hard, this Shorty G name is forgotten by everybody.
Yeah. What if he thinks he's Tally G and he starts trying to get over the top rope and that?
That's the worry, isn't it? That's the worry with this
one. That's the obvious worry.
I like it because it's a bad name and nobody is ever going to get behind a guy called Shorty G.
Is a CTE angle a bit too tasteless for you, Adam?
You don't need to specifically say it's CTE. It's amnesia.
Yeah, amnesia's friendly, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a nice word. It's a yes from me.
Get in.
It's a yes from me too. I don't know how you can have a young combination of Kurt Angle and Daniel Bryan and mess him up, but they sort of seem like they've done it deliberately.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Wonder if he's like EC3, where he's done something. Because EC3's done something that we don't know.
Well,
about.
He was just a big impact star.
Yeah. But like the two runs he's had now, and he's been buggered both times.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe Shorty G was involved in that unspeakable act.
He's too nice, isn't he? Chad Gable's never done nothing wrong to nobody.
His biggest crime's probably being too nice backstage.
Someone's going to do a deep dive on Google now. Find something horrible. But there you go. Get in.
One for one. Jack.
I'm going to go for... The first match I'm going to talk about is Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Last year at the Rumble, they had a really good match, which Asuka won with that modified Asuka lock, which I don't think she's used since.
Not from memory, no.
Maybe she'll try and use it again this weekend, and then Becky will have an out. I think Becky should win with some kind of modified disarmer. And then, this isn't about Becky, this is about Asuka. Asuka's so livid at having lost the match and not won the championship that she batters Kairi Sane in fury. And then Kairi Sane's a face again, as she should be, because she's Kairi Sane. She's the most natural baby face on the roster. We get the big match at the... She gets her big pirate ship entrance at WrestleMania. Beats Asuka at Mania, and I think they could have potentially match of the night.
Lovely. What happens with the women's tag titles?
Balls.
Sorry.
It's WWE. How can they coexist?
Yeah.
Classic.
Something.
They can drop that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Just give it to the Iconics.
Well and truly in the works there. Yeah, I'd like to see the Iconics on TV. To be honest. That's the issue that I see with it. I like it. Maybe it's a bit too soon because I'm quite enjoying the pairing as well.
It might be too soon, but she needs that pirate ship entrance and she needs it as a baby face.
She does need it as
on
a
her
baby.
Own.
This is her one chance to get it as well. When are they going to be back in that stadium?
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't batter Kairi at the Rumble. Maybe there's just tension. Then they lose the belt on Raw.
So does Kairi cost her the match in some way?
No. She doesn't even distract her. Asuka's just so livid.
Asuka's just a nutter.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ross, thoughts?
Fully on board.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The tandem goes. It's all about Asuka, isn't it? Kairi's just sort of there in the background.
Messing about with the umbrella.
Yeah. Just like it doesn't quite connect for me. She's just a natural baby face and should be. And yeah, the pirate ship entrance has got to happen.
It just has to.
Yeah. If they don't do it, it's the biggest missed opportunity since the invasion angle. in the wrestling industry. I'm fully on board. For the tag team titles, though, I just think, it's clear that, you know, with this storyline that Asuka's, you know, doesn't really care about them. She's going for another championship. Relinquishes them. Why not?
That's crap, though. That's what bothers me, because it makes them seem worthless if they
all
do
right,
that.
Well, then there's tension at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. Then on the Raw after, they lose the belts to someone. Then...
Oh, you know what you do? You have a big summit on Raw hosted by Stephanie McMahon, the creator of women's wrestling. She asks the roster, who cares about these championships and some noble steeds step up to the plate and have a tournament or a fight for them. Then they make them feel like something because Stephanie McMahon gets involved. Good. Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie and Shane.
Get in, I've missed Stephanie me.
Just imagine Steph and Shane as tag team champions.
Dysfunctional mania.
I think I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I just think it's too harsh. Soon. They've only just turned heel. It's probably been like six months now, actually. And it feels like no
that's
time.
A very valid point. But on the other hand, pirate ship entrance.
Yeah, no, I want to see the pirate ship entrance too. But heels get cool entrances at WrestleMania too. It would be better as a babyface, but she could still come in the ship. She should do it as a single
How
star.
How can you boo
she?
A woman like Kairi Sane, presumably swinging down from a pirate ship?
That's the thing. No one's addressed how she's going to get from the ship to the ring.
Because it's Walk a static plank. Pirate ship, right?
Yeah, just in the stadium.
Just inside of the arena.
It might not be that good. It's going to be a bit Paul Birch. I'll tell you how it's a big ship that's already there. Everybody's already seen it. You're going to see it on the wide shot when the show starts. And then she's just going to come down and do a Paul Burchill.
It's Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
A zip wire.
Walk the plank into the zip wire.
Yes.
It all writes itself.
Yes.
Well, I feel like we're going to fall out, aren't we? Because you're so insistent on the pirate ship, which I do want to see, but I think it probably is going to devalue the women's tag team titles, which haven't had that much prestige.
Can they go much lower?
No, but that's what we should be trying to recover and fix that.
That's a problem for after Mania, for the hangover.
That's
after
great.
The pirate
go on then, it's a yes
no,
for
no,
me.
No, stick with your no, yeah, stick sorry. With your no, it's all right.
Killjoy Pachiti is up next. So there's quite a lot to get through here, so I made quite a lot of notes on this. Ooh. So it is, I'm going to talk about both the NXT title, the men's NXT title, and the Royal Rumble itself. So I want Drew McIntyre to eliminate Brock Lesnar.
Ooh,
I think that would be really fantastic. I think we're all expecting Cain Velasquez to come back and do it, setting up the Mania match down the line. But I'd like Drew to do it because we've talked at great length about how fantastic, what a total package Drew McIntyre is. He's obviously he's got it all. He's really got it all. And this babyface run, I'm super into. Really, really enjoying it. However, Drew McIntyre doesn't win that match. Instead, that match is won by Finn Balor.
The Rumble.
Oh, the Rumble. Saucy bastard. Mm.
So Finn challenges Adam Cole, who is still the champion, come NXT TakeOver
so
Tampa.
Finn's a babyface now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I haven't quite thought about that. Oh, but Adam Cole's not a real heel, is he? He's too cool. Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
He went to Johnny's dad's.
Finn still sort of gets cheered. Because I watched NXT this week and he's out there doing that malarkey. He still gets cheered.
They can just have a cool off.
Tweener versus tweener match. NXT. Twink off. NXT TakeOver Tampa. So, yeah, as I say, a lot of people are expecting the winner to be Cena, for example. Roman is a good shout. Or Cain Velasquez himself. So this would, first of all, be a genuine shock. The following night on Raw, Brock comes out and he is absolutely bloody livid. He's doing the mic work because he's so incensed that, I know it's a bit worrying. Maybe Paul does most of the mic work. No, but backstage later in the night, he absolutely destroys Drew McIntyre, kills him. I don't know. What's Brock's weapon? Has he got a weapon?
He's just Brock Lesnar, isn't he?
The Brock stick. He hits him with a Brock stick backstage.
He could F5 him off something.
Yeah. He just brutalizes him, basically. And he writes Drew McIntyre off of TV. Then, at Elimination Chamber, Brock Lesnar has a match. He's in the Elimination Chamber match. So four guys are in there. Brock is the fifth out, number six. It hasn't been announced ahead of time. It's Drew McIntyre.
Wait. Oh, right. The start of the match. During the end.
So four guys are in the pods. Yeah. Brock... Drew's music hits, he comes out, and before anyone else is even able to get in, the bell rings, Claymore, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
Drew has eliminated Brock from the match.
Is this after the bell?
Yeah.
Okay.
After a hard-fought battle, which makes Drew look fantastic, Drew goes on to win the whole Elimination Chamber, winning the title. Okay. The next night, once again, Brock appears on Raw, and he says that Paul says, in fact, that Brock is the biggest draw in the company. The company is nothing without Brock Lesnar. So unless he gets a WWE title match right now, he's leaving forever. Vince comes out and says, okay, it's not going to happen right now, but you will get it at Fastlane. We get Drew versus Brock at Fastlane. There's a lot to get through here, I know. Stick with me. Brock versus Drew.
We were last night writing this by candlelight.
No. It took me a good half hour, this crap. Brock versus Drew at Fastlane. Ends in a no contest because they just try and absolutely kill each other. And then a rematch is made for WrestleMania, but it's not just any match. It's a WWE title match. Loser leaves WWE as well.
Oh.
Goodbye, Brock. I almost thought, hey, maybe it should be a Hell in a Cell match and scrap Hell in a Cell pay-per-view down the line because we'd all like to see that too. But I think Brock could do with taking some time away. I'm done with him now, so... And I like Brock as well, but I think WrestleMania is a nice end of the chapter for Brock. And maybe he comes back in a few years, does the same thing again. But yeah, Drew McIntyre is the future of the business. I'm not just saying that because he's from the UK.
Oh, he'd be the first ever British champion as well.
He's the face of BT Sport. That's the reports online, isn't it? That this push is because they want to help BT Sport by doing a gender with Drew.
Oh, that doesn't.
And then when they want sales in Kentucky to go up wherever he's from, they'll have Heath Slater be the world champion. But I'm fully on board, me.
Yeah, there's a lot to get through, as I say there. And it depends on Brock's willingness. I'm saying this like it's going to happen. Brock's willingness to have a match at Fastlane and Elimination Chamber as well, which is obviously never going to happen. This is one of those ones that's never going to happen, but I'd love to see it.
In your big plan there, you've missed a bit.
Go on.
The big unnamed foreign show in February. What happens there? Or is that just not accounted for?
Oh, yeah.
Drew is still written off by that point because the Elimination Chamber hasn't happened.
That's fair enough.
See, that
I didn't even know that was one.
It hasn't been confirmed still, has it? Everyone thinks it's Saudi Arabia.
It's going to be in Feb.
Yeah, but it's February the 20-something.
God, they haven't left it long, have they?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, I looked at Wikipedia just before and all the upcoming events and there wasn't anything listed, so nothing. But that's fine because it'll probably be before Elimination Chamber. So Brock can just squash someone. Squash Cain Velasquez again. Bollocks. Yeah, why not? I don't want to see him at WrestleMania.
He
in the
saved
main event.
You on the top deck of that bus. You nearly fell.
I fell right into him.
He caught him.
Cradled me like a little baby. He was stood on the top deck. No, he was sat on the top deck. Was he sat at the time?
We just asked him for pictures.
Yeah.
And then you were about to go over to him.
Stacked it.
And you stacked it and he caught Adam. It was the most beautiful thing. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever
kissed
seen.
Kiss me on the head. go along, little pup.
My hero.
He's a very solid man, by the way.
Oh, my God.
You fall into him. If you fell into me, it would be a little bit squishy. There is predictably not much squish on Cain Velasquez. And that's an exclusive.
I showed my dad a picture the other day. Yeah. And I was like, have you heard of... You know, he's got very big. He hadn't heard of him, but he recognized him. And then I showed him the picture and he went, he looks like he's murdered people. He just looks so hard and scary.
But he was lovely, wasn't he?
He was such a good
so
guy.
So nice. Yeah, yeah. So nice.
And then he swore and I almost went, oh, we can't. And I thought, I'm not going to correct former UFC heavyweight champion.
Sorry, Cain monetization?
Yeah.
You've got to worry about. Jack, what are your thoughts?
I like it as well.
Thanks.
More than anything, just because you've clearly put a lot of effort in.
Well, I sort of got carried away. It started with just Brock is eliminated by Drew. And then I thought, oh, you know what? Yeah. I like the idea that the NXT title, like it would be the first time, obviously, that somebody has gone, hey, I want the NXT title following the Royal Rumble win. And it puts them on an equal footing to Raw.
Who wins Balor and Cole?
I hadn't really thought about that. I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
Cole, I think. I like Cole as champion. Enough. And I want to see him stay in NXT for as long as possible.
Yep.
Although Finn would be great as well. Yeah.
I'd like to see Cole lose me after Roddy Strong lost his titles.
And yeah, it would make sense.
It all unravels.
Yeah, it all unravels. See what happens there. Oof.
It's a yes from me too.
Thank you.
It's all right.
You're up.
I am going to The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan. The Fiend beats Daniel Bryan on Sunday. But at the end, the lights go down. Several balaclavaed men come into the ring.
Right.
When the lights come back up, they're there. But then they all start doing that.
It's a yes from me, Ross. It's already a yes.
Audio listeners, that was a you can't see
you
me.
You can't see me sign. All the six men around this. The Fiend doesn't know what to do.
Yes so early.
Yeah, I love it.
He doesn't know which way to turn. Jonathan Cena's theme hits. Cena appears at the top of the ramp. Cena challenges The Fiend at the Royal Rumble because Cena will not be changed. The Fiend has changed.
No, it's WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania, The Fiend has changed. Who's he faced? Finn Balor went away and became a diddler.
Jerry Lawler went away, still a diddler.
Who's got... Miz is starting to become an arsehole again.
Yep.
Brian shaved his head, even though he didn't want to. So John Cena is unshakable. If he loses to The Fiend, he will not be changed.
Oh,
but
don't say this is where I think it is.
He does lose at WrestleMania, and John Cena comes back as a heel.
Yes.
We're going there. Even though it's the least likely pitch I've ever done, and I include George Miz becoming a series of chips involved in that. John Cena heel run starts a few months after WrestleMania, after he's had a devastating loss to The Fiend, because I want to see what that looks like. We all have for 15 to 20 years at this point. Well, 15 years at this point.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
No!
I really don't know, just because Cena, like, he's so much more valuable. Like, does he come back full time doing heel stuff? I guess
ideally, yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah,
if it was full time, I'd be up for it, and it would solidify Fiend as like it, you know, changing John Cena, the thing that can't be done. That's cool.
That's saucy, though.
That's cool.
That is cool. that's badass. That.
then he could have down the line. I don't know how you would do it, but the redemption Cena going back to being a good guy and all that. Like, someone shows in the light. I don't know who that would
Zack
be.
Zack Ryder.
But Alex Riley, I saw him on Chris Van Vliet's podcast the other day. He wants to make a wrestling comeback. Get him in.
He was in Glow.
Yeah. Mm. He was a badass on that with a motorbike, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. Better than he was in real wrestling. Yeah.
By the way, the butcher today did the You Can't See Me. To me out the window. It's really weird. I just got...
I thought you meant AEW. No,
I went to the butcher. I had a scotch egg and a sausage roll from there. And he went, oh, what do you do for a living, mate? I was like, oh, I do YouTube, do wrestling stuff. And he went, oh, like that John Cena. We got chatting for like 2 minutes. And then headed outside and I just looked back through the window and he knocks and just went... not going back there. It's a yes from me. I do really like
just
it.
Just to see what it was like and how it would happen. Because you can't be the Doctor of Thuganomics being funny and a heel. Just be a heel, like a horrible heel.
How would he dress?
I've got no idea.
Suit.
Oh.
Big wrestler suit. Big garish wrestler suit.
No, 1920s ghetto.
Yeah.
Big jacket that goes down to his knees. There were shoes with a white bit on the top and the black elsewhere.
Jack, what do you think?
It's a yes for me as well. I've got no qualms with it whatsoever. Fantastic.
Because I'm a bit worried about The Fiend for WrestleMania. Because everyone seems to think, including me, that it's going to be Reigns versus The Fiend. Mm-hmm. But I can't get the little image of Daniel Bryan versus Reigns as well. But do you have Roman Roman beat The Fiend?
No, you have
at WrestleMania.
Fiend beat
Roman.
Roman doesn't need to win that.
Yeah.
At all. I can't wait for the Fiend match, whatever it is, because the entrance is going to be unreal.
Yeah.
You talk about Kyrie, but the Fiend entrance, I can't wait. Yeah, it's a yes. It's a yes, Jack.
Get in.
Mine is also Brock Lesnar Rumble related, like yours was. So I think that, like, I don't think the person who eliminates him is going to come out at number two and do it straight away. I think that number two will probably be like Kane or The Big Show or someone, and they just immediately chuck them. Then he'll go through a few more people. Kane Velasquez, they'll have a bit of a mix-up, but I don't think it's going to be Velasquez. I think it should... Well, no, I do. But I want it to be Matt Riddle instead. So I think Matt Riddle will come out, eliminate Brock, and then doesn't win the match. I don't know who wins the Rumble, but it's not Riddle. And then he is then all over social media and everything saying, well, I've eliminated Lesnar. I deserve a shot at the WWE Championship, because of course. But no one gives it to him. Riddle starts coming out on Raw and stuff and being like, where's my shot, bro? But Lesnar's never there. Builds up a bit of a movement behind him, and then Vince comes out and says, he does the classic Vince thing from last year where he just replaces it. He just puts his guy in front and says, no, Brock will be facing the person I've nominated, Shane McMahon. Shane comes out dancing away. He's got the title shot at Mania against Brock, and then it doesn't really develop from there until Mania. Everyone's just kicking off. We're kicking off on here going, what? How can this happen? But we're all secretly really looking forward to it. And,
Ross is laughing because his views have doubled.
And then it gets to Mania. Lesnar comes out with the belt and everything. Shane's music hits. He comes out. There's a big inflatable Shane McMahon next to him on the stage. He's dancing away. It's got pulleys on it so that its arm also swings round. Triple H comes out. Pedigree Shane at the top of the ramp. Goes, no, Matt Riddle, get out here now. I'm calling an audible. Riddle comes out, beats Lesnar. He's the new WWE champion. Triple H has done a good thing. Hooray.
And then at WrestleMania 37, Vince versus Triple H.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah,
cheers.
I love that. I just
you love
so.
Even the yeah. Shane bit.
Yeah, no, I do. No, because I like it when they mess with us a little bit. Yeah. When we get our own way in the end, it's all worth it, isn't it? It's when we don't get our own way that's
I
the problem.
I really like the idea of Shane's entrance being so over the top. He's loving it. He's like dressed special. He's got the big balloon of himself. No, his kids aren't with him. They can't see him get beaten up. They can't be there when...
No, it just makes it funnier.
His kids laugh anyway, don't they?
They Triple H pedigrees and they all scatter. Just run away. But yeah.
Triple H pedigrees them as well.
Yeah, just for a laugh.
Uncle Paul.
Big pop, Solidifying Triple H is the guy that we absolutely love further. Yeah. And Vince McMahon's the arsehole, even though it's probably Vince's idea to begin with. Yeah, no, I think it's great.
I just want to see the balloon.
Yeah.
Just the several men down below on the stage running back and forward, making that arm go like
that. Yeah.
You would have to sweat as well. I don't know how they do
it.
Hose pipe sticking out, drenching the audience.
That's a fantastic heel move.
Yeah.
Like a proper fire engine pistols on the top of it. Just covering the entire audience.
Sodden. Completely. Is it a yes from you?
Yes, of course. But yes, Linda, of course, gets a poncho in the front row. She's the only person in the arena to get.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Poncho. Heel heat.
My next one isn't an especially exciting one, but it relates to the Women's Royal Rumble match. Now, I was looking at the stats this morning, and the most eliminations in a Women's Rumble is currently 5. Can you tell me who holds that record?
Yeah, I heard you before. So
Do you want to pretend?
We were talking about it in the office.
If I was to say, you know, I didn't know who it was, I would go for somebody like
Nia.
I'd go for Nia.
Nia, yeah.
Yep.
Nia's
at 4. Asuka has 4 also in 2018. Charlotte Flair at 4 in 2019. But out in front at 5 is Michelle McCool.
What?
Who went on a I know! Sorry for shouting.
I am shocked at this new revelation.
I was at my PC and I just went, what can you believe? So the audience is aghast right now anyway. So my pitch is a very, very simple one. Dana Brooke to eliminate at least 6 women in the Royal Rumble match.
I just got where this pitch was going at first. I was like, he's going to get someone to get 6 and topple Michelle McCool's record.
That's exactly what I've done, and it's Dana Brooke.
I did. That's the bit I wasn't expecting. Yeah, why Dana?
I think she's class. Yeah. I really like her. There's something about her. Everything that she does just feels quite legit. I think she feels different to the rest of the roster.
She's a bad actor. It feels real, yeah.
She's not that bad.
No, she's not. She gets the crowd behind her.
Yeah, people are into her at the moment.
Show me your muscles!
Yeah. No, not that.
I don't know.
Do you like her? When she had a go at Ronda, that was cool.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
I don't know. There's just something. I really like her. And the obvious choice is like Nia Jax or Tamina or even Asuka or Becky or Sasha or...
Charlotte.
Whatever, Charlotte, yeah. Give it to someone like that. Give her something to talk about for weeks and get people behind her. Because, it's not an amazing accolade 6, is it? It's no Kane.
She's in the history books, though.
Yeah, exactly. And it should be Michelle McCool.
But when was that? Was that like 2009 or something?
2018.
Sorry.
Women's Rumble, yeah.
Bloody hell, what am I thinking of? Yeah. Here? I was thinking, when was Michelle McCool good?
When was she good?
Yeah, back then it was, wasn't it?
She was when she Lakel were right.
Before Lakel really kicked off, though, she was like the one who was the standout.
For yeah.
Me. Anyway, talking bollocks as well.
So, I mean, you're going to say no because it's Dana Brooke, aren't you?
Well, it's a bit out of left field, isn't it, Adam? It's a bit too far.
Mr. Georgie Chips here. Seems a bit out of left.
I like my professional wrestlers based in realism.
I remember so this back in the day.
This totally depends on how much you like Dana Brooke as to whether or not it gets a yes or a no. And that's fine either way. I like her. You don't have to like her.
I'm not...
that's wrestling.
That's wrestling.
You know, how long... She's been there for 5-6 years now. It's not as mad as that sounds, Dana Brooke.
But she's never been given a real push.
Emma's sidekick, yeah. We all thought... Well, I thought back in the NXT day, she was going to be like the Charlotte Flair is now. I thought that's where they were going with Dana Brooke, but obviously it hasn't happened. I don't get her, me, personally.
Okay.
I can see she's improved massively, especially now when she wrestles. She wrestles a great match now. She does that horrible-looking senton bomb that killed Sasha Banks a couple of weeks ago. But it's a no for me. I just somebody else. I could try and think of a name.
Who's underrated in the women's division? Ember, maybe. Ember, if I said Ember, Ember, you'd have all been behind it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's just Dana Brooke for me. That's the issue.
Fair.
Nothing against Dana.
It's a no for me as well. Sorry.
That's all right.
I like Dana Brooke, but I think it should go to someone. I think it should go to Sasha Banks. I know she's not strong like
she's
this.
She's done
not,
it all.
No, she deserves more. She's brilliant.
Yeah, she is. She's amazing. She's the best. But we all know she's brilliant.
I think of the four horsewomen, she's the most natural. Yeah. But wrestler. She's really good. I know she's not the sort of person who would normally rack up eliminations in a Royal Rumble because she's not tall and huge, but I think she can do it. Austin eliminated loads of people. Michaels did.
Yep.
I think it should go to her instead. Sorry.
Another feather in the cap of Sasha Banks.
What do you mean, another feather in the cap?
I'm joking.
She deserves the world, that woman.
Oh, nice.
She's brilliant. She's so good.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. It's a no. Ross.
You sounded so genuinely sad. Yeah.
I'm going to Roman Reigns versus King Corbin now, and this match has to spill out of the arena and go many different places because as much as I want it to end this feud, I don't think it's ending on Sunday. I think King Corbin's getting the win to prolong this feud a month or two more. Not WrestleMania, but not like just before.
But you also think Roman's winning the Rumble, right?
I think it's going to be like Rollins at WrestleMania 31.
Oh.
Out of sight, out of mind. He lost not a throw. Well, it was a throwaway match against Orton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing was on the line. He lost that and then came back and had arguably the biggest, well, one of the best WrestleMania moments ever. Mm-hmm. So Roman Reigns will lose this match, but in the process, it goes everywhere. Down the road, there has to be a pet shop. There has to be a dog pound, something like that.
The we're distance brawling. Of the arena.
Yeah, we're brawling in and out of dogs. St. James's Park, it's got loads of stuff down the road.
I'm going to Google Maps the... whatever it is.
Main something
around.
Arena in Houston. Yeah. So it goes in there. Also, I want shades because we're going to have silly bollocks because it's not the end of the feud. We've prolonged bad comedy so many weeks now with the poo bag and the dog mascot and the Titantron stuff. Let's have some good, hearty belly laughter at the sight of Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin fighting in amongst dog food in the pet store. George Miz in the background buying pet supplies for his pet hamster.
Has he got a pet hamster?
Yeah, why not? I think it was Tom had the idea in the predictions video that Roman Reigns would get befuzzled by the sound of a dog whistle.
What?
That would lead to King Corbin.
Like
imagine Kane... May 19th, that sort of like, oh my God, that noise. And then King Corbin swoops in for the victory. I want shades of Austin versus Booker T in some sort of setting here.
I can tell you, if you want this more realism based.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be
realism. I can tell you what's around the Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas. There's Larry's Big Bamboo, a themed cocktail bar.
Well,
I know.
The big dog likes a drink, doesn't he?
There's a bloody Shake Shack.
Nice.
Yeah, there's just loads of restaurants and stuff.
For a pet store or a kennel, that's all I want.
I can't believe there's not an independent pet store within walking distance.
There's not pets at home.
Of the arena.
No, not in America.
No, I don't think so.
There's the
Walmart. I'll take a Walmart. They've got everything there.
A couple of blocks away, there's a civil courthouse.
Medieval times, a bit of royalty theme.
Medieval times.
What's the pitch again?
For this, it's a false count anyway, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want this to brawl anywhere.
Spill out.
Yeah,
okay,
anywhere. Cool. Just have some...
And just have some fun with it.
The main thing is, yeah.
Oh, there's a Joysticks Classic Games and Pinball Shop.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We want
do
to
the
see
crane thing.
Yeah.
Crane did, lovely.
Exactly. Break the glass with someone's head
and play pinball in this penny
machine. Yeah,
is this like being cut to throughout the night? It's like it's happening.
Potentially,
it's first match on,
the
and then
not? It more goes back to that outside the box stuff from WWE. Yeah. Not everything looking the same. Let's go. I know we had Shane and Miz last year. That was a bit, you know, more what I want from that sort of match. But let's go further. Let's have Austin versus Booker T. We've not seen something like that for ages.
Yeah,
but probably since.
Well, we sort of get a little bit of it with the 24/7 stuff, but it's not the same.
Oh, the potential of that is...
We've had two, I think. The golf course and the plane.
The wedding.
The wedding. Yeah.
But
three.
Since then, it's really gone downhill.
Don't say that. Mojo's champ now.
Do you think he'll become the end of the weekend?
No. Yeah, I think he'll get pinned in the Rumble match.
You think he'll be in the Rumble match?
Yeah,
fair,
maybe.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say I like it, but I like the idea of them
resigned to the fact this is not ending on Sunday.
It should end, shouldn't it? I'm done with it. Totally done with it. No, I feel like I've got to say no for that reason, because I don't want this to go any further.
Nobody does.
Yeah. So why are we pitching? Why are you pitching?
Because
it to go further?
I'm resigned it's going to happen, but this is what if it does.
This is what we want to happen.
This is what I want to happen if, you know, I'm resigned to the fact it is going to happen. So
okay, cool. So 50% reality.
I'm making the best out of a bad situation here.
Nice. Okay, it's a yes from me then.
It's a yes from me too. I think it sounds fun. And if you really want to, I agree Corbin should win to keep Roman's win a surprise. And
yeah.
But then you can just end it the next SmackDown. Just have Corbin be like, no, I'll challenge you to a match. Maybe with the title shot on the line, Roman just squashes
him. I sort of want to see the dog food thing as well. that's been touted about everywhere.
Surely Corbin's got to be the one who gets all the dog.
Well, apparently at house shows, he doesn't eat the dog food, he just gets like it thrown at him.
Imagine doing that like five times a week. Stinking. It's a yes from me.
Oh, full hoose? Maybe.
Yes, it is a full house for you.
Get in.
Yeah. Mine's not a funny one, sadly, for my last one.
It's sad.
Yeah, I just... yeah, but this week's Wrestlers of the Week is hilarious. So that's how I spent my morning, writing jokes for that video, not for this one. It's just that a total chance I should win one of the Royal Rumbles.
Okay.
I'll go for the women's one, just because I've already talked about the men's one. But I feel like there's never really, apart from the early days of like Hacksaw and John Studd, and Matthew argued Del Rio, but they were trying to push him to main event. There's never been just a complete shock, really. Not
I guess McMahon.
Yeah, true. But that was like weird. Yeah. But never been in a good way. There's never been like a total surprise. So for the women's one, I think you could have someone like Candice LeRae, just someone like completely out of the blue, who's not at that level yet, but over the course of the road to WrestleMania, you build them, and they will be by the end.
Mm-hmm. Would she go on to challenge for the NXT title, the women's NXT?
I don't know. She could challenge any one of them.
Yeah.
But the examples I had were Tegan Nox, Io Shirai. I was thinking NXT-based. But you could do it with anyone, really, who's not one of the four horsewomen.
Tamina?
No.
Okay.
I like the idea of Io Shirai doing it, for sure. But I know I like it. Someone completely
Io's
out
of
there.
Io's a good shout, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. And you're right, we don't normally get surprised. It's normally one of the top picks.
Could you argue that Shayna, if she does win, because everyone's saying that she seems to be one of the favourites, if she does win on Sunday, is that a surprise?
I wish I watched NXT this week before doing the predictions video, because she stood there and went, I'm going nowhere.
Oh. That could be a swerve. That doesn't
could
mean anything.
Be a swerve, but yeah, she wouldn't lie. Not Shayna.
Not lovely Shayna.
Not lovely wholesome Shayna.
She never really lies. She's not lying here.
Yeah, she's like Paul Heyman in that respect.
Yeah.
The kayfabe Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
well,
I like it as well.
Cheers.
Yeah, we haven't had a shock winner since.
Not really. Apart from like returning from injury.
Yeah.
But they're always main eventers.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I was telling Adam about this. Put a £2 bet on, I did. Don't bet on wrestling, it's stupid.
Yeah,
put a £2 bet on.
Who?
Edge to enter at number 29.
Ooh.
It was 16-1, I thought.
That's worth a flutter, isn't it?
To only £2.
Yeah.
Don't bet on wrestling.
There's loads of markets, aren't there, on Skybet and whatnot.
I was just going to have a look at the markets.
Most eliminations and whatnot.
Just to see what was there. And then I got suckered in by the system. And now I'm £2 down.
I've been put off since my squeaky bum moment with Brock Lesnar. When I was at university.
Oh, Adam was stupid.
I was stupid. I think it was the Triple H match, I think. Maybe Brock Triple H at Mania.
I thought you said it was Undertaker.
Was it Taker? No, because I didn't lose.
Yeah.
Because Brock... I bet... It was like... My student loan had just come through. I can't remember who it was.
I thought it was...
Was it Punk? It might have been Punk.
I thought you said it was one of the Undertaker ones where it looked like he was about to lose. And then
it was. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no,
it was
Triple
an Undertaker
H
match.
Michaels when he super kicked him into the pedigree. And everyone was like, oh!
Yeah. I can't remember now. But anyway, my student loan had come through, and the odds were pathetic because it was like an Undertaker streak WrestleMania match, and I put £1,000 on with like return of like the profit would have been
what, on
90 quid on Taker.
Oh,
it's the most exciting wrestling match I've ever watched, and I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah,
I was really pissed. I was hiding behind the sofa by the end of it.
Were you on your own?
No, I was with my mate Ed, so it was not. But he was just taking the piss out of me relentlessly because I'd been an idiot. I don't have £1,000. So if I lost that money, I wouldn't have been able to pay my rent.
If you'd done it at 30, that would have been you'd have lost £1,000.
Yeah, I was. Oh, I was going to. I think I got locked out of my William Hill account or something. So I was just like, Brock's not going to beat him. Of course he's not. And I got locked out. Like, oh, bollocks to it. Anyway, yeah, don't bet on wrestling. It's dumb.
It's not a real sport.
But yes from me, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
So my final one involves Eric Rowan, of all people. Now, I'm sure you'll agree that we're all really into this story. What's in the cat cave? We know it can bite people or stab people or suit in.
I hope it's not an animal, though. Do you see it on Raw? He was like...
Yeah, he's shaking it about, wasn't he?
Dear.
Well, if it's the animal that I'm pitching... Then that's okay
to
shake it.
When you say animal,
I'm gonna read this word for word. The Rumble match is happening. Let's say it's like number 8 or something. Rowan's music hits. It looks like Rowan is going to enter, but instead he stands on the ramp and opens the cage. unleashing thousands of Africanized bees into the arena.
Wait, that's not what I thought was going
to
happen.
They have been trained to target whatever is in the ring, which they do. Loads of jobbers jump out of the ring to escape over the top rope. The bees have eliminated all of them. They swarm back to the cat cage, which is actually a beehive, and Rowan enters the ring where he stands alone. Eventually, he's eliminated by Epico.
but at least you went for the correct shining star.
But the reveal has happened, and Rowan's gimmick is now that he's a beekeeper. He's a beekeeper. Well, it's going to be crap, whatever it is. There's literally there's nothing that it could be which is good or entertaining. So let's just. Let's cut our losses, and now he's a beekeeper.
When you said animal, I thought you meant Batista. He was going
to. Oh no! I've kept it again close to reality. It's something that fits inside the cat.
Trained bees.
Trained bees.
Yep. I can't wait for the mixed match challenge tandem of Charlotte Flair and Eric Rowan.
Are they going to say Charlotte and the bees?
The bees, yeah.
Team Queen Bee.
Nice. She's the queen. Yeah. They're all the bees, right?
Good, yes. Strong.
She could walk out covered in bees, and then they form an identical Charlotte next to her.
Oh, you're being silly now. All right, you take this seriously.
I mean, it's a no from me. Not because I don't like the idea. Obviously, it's great.
Yeah.
What's an Africanized bee? The really aggressive.
I don't even know if they exist. It's
how
something that I remember from like bowling for loads of stings at once.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Big stingers. They've got big Africanized bees. I don't even know if they exist. It's something that I remember from bowling for Columbine or something like that, with like scare tactics of the media, and it's like Africanized bees are going to swarm North America, blah, blah, blah. So they don't need to be Africanized. The point is that they're angry. They're angry bees. And the good thing about this is they're not even going to really get picked up. They don't need to exist. The thing can open, and then everyone's just going, whoa, bloody yeah! And the commentary get over.
Float in the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's
just
acting.
It's bees, Dave, bees.
The problem with doing it with real bees is that they might attack the audience, which I wouldn't want to happen.
No.
Because some people have allergies. So you'd have to be safe with it, which is why I'm suggesting that there are no bees at all.
I'm going to have to say no. Because bees are legitimately my phobia. I hate bees and wasps.
Yeah.
Which I kept a secret when we were doing our WrestleMania phobias because I couldn't have done something with bees.
I've got a friend who is a beekeeper, and he was saying to me at Christmas, if you want to do a beard of bees thing.
I can't do that. I hate them. Okay. I really hate them.
I don't think many people like them.
No, but I'm scared of them. I genuinely don't like them. Anyway, wasps more because they're angry. But I just don't want a gimmick that reminds me of bees or wasps on my TV every week. Fair. If that's going to become his gimmick going forward.
Is that why you don't like Sting?
Bye. See you later. Ross thought.
I like messaging a bottle.
Why not?
Thank you very much.
I honestly can't think what this thing is in this box that makes people bleed as profusely as it does.
Oh, do you see the theory that it might be V1? The drone.
The drone?
And it's spinning, so someone put their hand in.
Oh. Matt Hardy. Whoa.
Matt Hardy and Rowan? Yeah.
Is it all a work? Wait, I don't know what
I think.
It
was someone on Reddit saying it'll be V1.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
But I mean, it's
not as good as bees.
It's Smash now, isn't it? The way he was throwing that thing up and down on Raw. Hey.
They're not cheap either.
No.
Ross, you won. Yeah,
Ross won this one.
So it's been a congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Hold that up. Lovely stuff.
Yeah! Oh, the boyhood dream has come true.
9 pitches for WWE Royal Rumble 2020. As always, keep an eye on the channel over the coming days. We got What Happened At, we got Graded, we got WTF,
World's
we got
Collide Reactions,
we got Worlds Collide.
On Saturday.
YouTube.com/Cultaholic/live. You can set a reminder right now.
There will be a live performance from Power Man 5000. Is that what they're called?
What's that?
The band. That's on SmackDown versus Raw.
I thought it was like a Mr. Motivator.
Mr. Motivator. Right. Like when worlds collide. Matthew gets on the podcast. That song. Is it Power Man 5000?
If you say so.
Yeah, they're going to be there live.
Yeah. Tune in and see you in a bit. Enjoy the Rumble. Bye. Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments down below. You can follow us on Twitter @Cultaholic. You can find us on Facebook @facebook.com/Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do here at Cultaholic, you can pledge to us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Cultaholic. And most importantly, don't forget to hit subscribe and join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.